Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Are you ready for this?
Am I ready? Oh, I don't know, but
Mike Pizzelli here on Berg Vivant. You went to see Daddy Longlegs.
Daddy Longlegs.
At the Public Theater. How is he?
He's a little long.
You know, wasn't that your nickname when you lived back in Los Angeles? Or it was similar to that, I think. It had that same ring to it.
It had a little bit of, yeah.
Some of the same words.
Daddy.
Is it Daddy Longlegs or Daddy Longlegs? Or where are we? Are we putting the accent over the legs?
Oh, we're putting the legs over wherever
over
we want.
The accent.
And wherever we can.
Daddy Longlegs.
So let me tell you about Daddy Longlegs, the musical.
Yes.
It is about two characters. Danielle Bowen plays the female lead, and Alan Snyder plays the male lead. And he is her unseen benefactor for most of the show.
So was it a one-person show for most of it?
It's sort of like two one-person shows. Because they spend a lot of time singing to themselves.
Oh, as I often do.
There you
go.
There was no shower, but in every other way, it was like being at home.
Now, I do recall a version of Daddy Longlegs in which there was a shower. I may be thinking of something else.
I think you are. Quarter at a Time, that movie. But anyway, so, you know, their names are, it's Jerusha and Jervis.
Gesundheit.
Yes. But, so, she's an orphan, young orphan girl who is a very good writer, and Jervis sees this potential in her and decides to pay for her college anonymously.
Oh, I get it. Mm-hmm. Is it one of those situations?
The deal is, she has to write letters to him to keep up on her schoolwork and tell him what's
Everyone's
going on.
Everyone's got a fetish. And
he starts to fall in love with her through her letters.
Oh, okay.
It's very cute. It's adorable. And her voice, Danielle Bowen's voice is mellifluous. It really is. It's just, it.
Is that a compliment? Isn't that,
no, yes,
is that a good word?
It's, yeah,
but
melodic.
Isn't that the name of the villain in Sleeping Beauty?
No, that's Maleficent. That's Maleficent.
It's magnificent.
Evil. But, no,
why don't you say magnificent then?
Well, she does. And you know what? Her and Alan Snyder's voices, they match really well together because they don't really sing to each other, but sort of at each other because they're in different rooms.
Ah, sort I of. See. Yes. So in that sense, it does work nicely.
It does work really nicely.
Nice balance.
And there are some chance meetings. I don't want to be too spoilery.
Chance meetings between two people in a two-person show? What are the odds? Chance meetings? What the hell are you talking about?
Well, I can't give it away because he's supposed to be anonymous.
Right. I haven't seen it, obviously.
Yeah, right. it's okay, here he goes.
We're on a roll.
Okay. So, the set by Michael Schweikart, gorgeously appointed apartment, New York apartment from like the 30s or 40s or 20s maybe even.
Yeah, I like that
style. Oh, you wanted to live right in that apartment.
Well, what are they going to do with it after the show? Can we just like place it on top of like the roof of the William
Penn? I would like
to
move it into my house, yes, because it would look lovely. I got a corner for it.
We have to get you a fourth wall.
Oh, yeah.
Just one plane.
Details.
Worry about that later.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's, I think, a great compliment to any set designer.
Oh,
I want to live in your set.
I want to live in his set. yeah, lovely. You know what? It's a little long, the long legs.
Well, you knew that from the title. I mean, are you surprised?
There's like a half an hour before the ending, I went like, just kiss her! Just kiss her!
That was you that shouted
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was me.
I read that I think, in Ted Hoover's review.
We had
somebody
to be,
shouting, yeah, kiss her!
They had to remove me from the theater.
Yeah.
No, it's just a little long, but delightful. I mean, it harkens back to a sweet, sentimental kind of thing. It's kind of what I needed at the moment. Oh. I was really touched by them.
You felt right after that show.
I did. I was touched by their performances. Right. I was touched by the situation.
We're touched by Daddy Longlegs.
Why is it called?
Usually I'm like, why is it called Daddy Longlegs?
Well, because she only gets a glimpse of her anonymous benefactor, and she sees a man with very tall legs.
So, wow, so that you have to kind of be typecast for this. You can't, like...
He's not that tall, Alan Snyder.
Buffoonery then going on.
No. Well, I guess he was up on a higher section of the stage, so, you know.
All right. Well, hey, I'm just, you know, attention to detail here.
Right.
That's the only reason I asked.
But, he didn't look too tall to me, but I didn't see him off stage.
Daddy Longlegs.
Daddy Longlegs.
I want to say, like, Betty Davis.
Of course you
Daddy
do.
Daddy always had the longest legs of anybody we knew. Daddy Longlegs runs at the Public Theater.
Till April 9th.
Till April 9th.
More of this.
See it. Yes, have a swig. Mm.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.